1 year ago today, I made a decision that transformed my life. And if you've been following my journey, you know that this decision did not transform things for the better right away. It just transformed things. I walked away from 28 years of Adderall and Vyvanse 1 year ago. It has been 365 days without the thing that I thought I couldn't go one day without. And if we're being very honest, I didn't even think I could go 1 hour without the medication. That's how dependent, addicted I was to it. Now, for some context, I was put on it when I was 7 years old and never missed a day once in my life. And I was prescribed Concerta, Ritalin, Adderall, Vyvanse all throughout my life. I was on Adderall for about 15 years and then I was on Vyvanse and then I was on both. Now you're probably wondering how I was on both. Well, I was prescribed both. It wasn't that hard to get. And when it was hard to get, I just bought it from the streets. I don't feel a lot of shame in that because I know that I'm not the only person. I'm not the only high performing, high achieving person that's buying Adderall from the streets. Because when you're prescribed something for so long and your body becomes so dependent and addicted to it, and the doctor's lowering your dose or there's a national shortage because that's what there was, you do what you have to do. And that's what I felt like I had to do. I felt like I couldn't live without this medication. Now, this addiction felt very different than my weed addiction. I knew my weed addiction was wrong. I knew that it was holding me back, and I proved that by walking away and everything in my life changing. My addiction to Adderall and Vyvanse felt more like an identity crisis, and that it was a part of my identity, and that I wouldn't be able to drive, I wouldn't be able to live, I wouldn't be able to do anything without the medication. I mean, that's how severe it was for me. That's how big it was for me. And I remember when I was thinking about walking away, and I would be like Googling how to walk away, or I'd be like, let me find a podcaster or somebody or someone on TikTok. Like, I want somebody who's walked through this process to walk with me through the process. And I didn't want it to be a doctor. Now, doctors are amazing. Some doctors are amazing. But I lost my faith in doctors. And I knew that they were going to try to put me on some other fucking medication. And I wasn't going to do it. And I had to be stubborn. I had to hold my ground because I wasn't about to be put on something else. And I couldn't find somebody else out there to walk me through the journey. So I walked myself through it. And this is why I'm making this episode today. And this is why I make every episode, because I've always believed, and you know this if you've been following me for a while, that what is personal is universal. And this is universal. First and foremost, like, what a fucking journey. No, seriously. When I tell people that I got off Adderall and Vyvanse, whenever I've talked about it, people's like jaws dropped, which is so wild to me because it's like, wow, like, you don't realize how intense something is or how big it is until somebody kind of validates that for you. Like, every time I tell somebody that I got off like 100 milligrams of this medication cold turkey, their mouth drops. And I remember, like, you know, I used to tell people all the time, like, that I stopped smoking weed, and they'd be like, wow, that's great. Like, that's a big accomplishment. But this was like different for people. And I think it's because so many people are on this medication and nobody is talking about the long-term effects and how fucking scary it is and how addictive it is. And so to hear somebody so casually be like, yeah, I walked away from this after this many years, I think it gives people hope. And I think that it changes the narrative. And, you know, I needed that. Like, I needed somebody to change the narrative around this because I really thought that I would not be able to get the fuck off this medication. And I did. I'm off for life. And what a journey it's been. And what a journey it still is. I mean, you know how I feel about the fact that I've gained 7 to 10 pounds in 1 year. And I'm not going to sit here and lie and tell you that that doesn't consume me, because it does. It consumed me when I was on Adderall. I've always been concerned about my weight and my body. And that was why I was a personal trainer for so many years. If you didn't know that, I was. My first company was called Break the Weight. I used to help people break the mental, emotional, and physical weight in their lives. Like, weight has always been a part of my life in a lot of different capacities. And I always cared what I looked like, even when I was on Adderall. I've always been very particular about what I eat. And I've always struggled with a little bit of binge eating and restricting and all of that. But getting off Adderall changed everything for me, because it was the first time in my life where I actually had to deal with these issues firsthand. I couldn't control the fact that my body gained weight, that I had gut issues. You know, I couldn't control it because my body was trying to heal and detox. And because I was on so much medication, like, I couldn't rush that process. And so everything that I used to do to lose weight, like, wasn't working. And it was very frustrating for me. And the reason I bring this up is because this is still very much a thing for me. Like, it is, I'm not going to lie. Like, it's very challenging for me because I don't feel comfortable in this body yet. I really don't. I really don't. And it's not a lack of self-love. Like, we know I love who I am. I would never have gotten off weed or Adderall or any of this shit if I didn't fucking love who I was. This is the ultimate labor of love, is walking away from the things that you don't think that you can live without. That is love. That is love to the best, the 10th degree. I don't even know if that's the word, but that's love. Love is doing the hard thing for the future of who you are and who you want to be. So it's not a lack of love. It's just my truth. Amongst all the other challenges that I have faced over the last year, gut issues and just trauma coming up and emotional issues and learning how to focus and learning how to manage my ADHD, just like learning who I am without medication, that has been challenging. But the thing that stands out the most is just the changes in my body. And I know for some people that's like, Ricky, it's like 8 pounds, but it's not just 8 pounds, because when you're something your whole life, I mean, I was on this medicine for 28 years, and then all of a sudden your body is different and you feel like you look different. And, you know, for me, like, I've based a lot of my not self-worth on how I looked, but like, I was always told growing up that I was pretty, and I was always told growing up that I had like an incredible body, and I literally used to do this for a career. And so it's been really hard for me. And it's just one of those things. And I try to quiet the noise in my head. I really am trying, because the benefits of getting off this medication have been so big for me. They outweigh any amount of weight that I've gained. And I try so hard to quiet the noise by turning the volume up on all of the things that I've gained. Like, how much better my relationships are, how much more happy I am. Like, I'm just happier. I'm just nicer and calmer and more grounded and more open and more vulnerable. And I have so many more friends, and I'm just more connected to myself, and everything is better. Like, I'm better. I'm 1 million times better, and I'm softer, and I'm sweeter, and I'm funnier, and I'm just all the things that I always was, really, before I was put on medication when I was 7. And these things are the reason I haven't gone back on medication, because if it was just about my weight, I would have gone back, really, but it's not. You know, when, you know, there's something to be said about, like, pushing through, because for me, like, the weight stuff is big for me, and I don't know that I've ever, like, emphasized it. Like, I know I talk about it a lot, but and it's not just like acceptance and love who you are. It's bigger than that for me, and I'm still trying to understand it. But like, if it was just about the weight, I would have gone back on Adderall, like, seriously. But because the benefits have outweighed all of that for me, I'll never go back to it. I mean, I would never put myself through that withdrawal or that detox again, and all the things I've had to do to get to where I am today. I would never. And that's how I know it's the right decision. But the right decisions come with challenging things. It's challenging for me to look in the mirror sometimes. And I'm just being fucking honest. I'm just sharing the things that are on my mind. It is challenging for me to feel that to feel that, because, and I've had to grieve this old person in so many ways. And sometimes when I think about getting off the medicine, it's just the first thing that comes to my mind. And I wish that it wasn't. But I think we spend a lot of time wishing we were different or wishing we thought something different instead of just embracing what we feel and just moving through it. Walking away from the medication was the best decision I've ever made in my life, along with walking away from weed. Because if I had never walked away from weed, I never would have walked away from this medication. And I'm so proud of myself. And if you are listening to this and you are thinking about walking away, I hope that you know that not only can you do it, but your life will be infinitely better for it. Do you have to make changes? Absolutely. You cannot just live the same life with the same mindset and expect to have the same results and focusing. You need to make changes. I made changes to my morning routine. I made changes in every aspect of my life. My mindset was the biggest shift. Because if I hadn't shifted my mindset to believe that I was someone that could function without medication, I would have gone back when shit got rough. But I'm overwhelmingly proud of myself. Because this shit is dangerous. And you can't convince me otherwise. Adderall is dangerous. It's addictive. It's fucking meth. And Vyvanse too. It's literally meth. And I know, I don't want someone to listen to this and feel ashamed for what they're taking if they're not ready to walk away. But I just think the truth is important. And this is the only reason I was able to walk away is because I actually did find someone on TikTok who was just sharing how addicted she was to it. She actually hadn't walked away. But she was like, this is meth. This is addicting. Why is no one talking about this? And I was like, oh my God, I'm addicted to it. I was fucking taking 100 milligrams a day. You can't tell me that's not an addiction. Even if you're taking 30, I don't give a fuck how much you're taking. It's not normal medication to be putting into your body. And just because society has made it normal doesn't make it right. Just because your doctor gives it to you doesn't mean they give a shit. It's just what they know. Diet matters, movement matters, mindset matters, supplements matter. I'm angry that I was on it for so long because it took a part of me. It really did. It gave me a fucking eating disorder. I wasn't able to grieve the loss of my mom. It made me addicted to everything, weed, food, everything. And then at 35 years old, I had to make a decision to basically stop my life for a year to get through this. And I'm not saying that your life will stop, because trust me, I'm going to do what I can to help people get off this shit. And I'm going to help you do it a lot faster because I've learned so many things. But I'm just telling you, like, making a decision to get off this is a brave decision. And bravery comes with resistance to making change. But that's what it's called, bravery, because you're brave. That was brave to be like, okay, I was having the best year and a half of my life. I was crushing it in my business, getting off weed. Just my podcast was blowing up. I mean, everything was going on the up. And then I made a decision to basically pause my life to get off the medication because I knew that it was the right thing to do for my future. If I wanted babies, if I want to find the love of my life, if I want to heal my body. I mean, I just knew I wasn't going to get these things on the medication. And I definitely wasn't going to walk through this journey with another person because it was nobody's journey but mine. I was so addicted, like so addicted. And a lot of it has to do with just being ADHD. We're just more prone to addiction. And yes, if you're wondering, I miss it sometimes. And you know what? The part that I miss is just my old body. If I'm being truthful, I don't miss being so fucking amped up I can't even sit still for a moment. I don't miss not being present. I don't miss being so anxious all the time. I don't miss the ups and the downs of my moods. I don't miss any of that. But I miss parts of my old body. And I know, I will get to a place I feel comfortable. And that's me just talking to myself. I don't need anyone else to tell me that. But I'm here. To be here to be here, to be somewhere you never thought you could be, is so cool. It's so beautiful, and it's so surreal. You know, I never thought I'd ever be able to stop smoking weed. I remember, like, a couple months in, I was like, wow, to be here. Like, I never thought I would be able to be on the road for 4 months. And I remember being like, yeah, to be here, or to be without my relationship, or just to be somewhere you never thought you could be. To be there, you have to relish that. And when I think about my weight, and I think about my body, and I think about what I wish I looked like and what I wish it felt like, I remember that I'm here, somewhere I never thought I could be. And suddenly everything else feels a little smaller to me. But I feel free in a lot of ways. And sometimes with freedom, you feel tied up sometimes in certain things. So I think that there's this thought that, like, we have to be fully ready, or we can't miss old parts of us. Fuck, are you kidding? People end relationships all the time and miss that person. People walk away from things all the time and crave the thing. But I'll never, ever take that medication again. I'm against it. I really am against it. I don't judge people for being on it, but I'm against it. I think it did a lot of damage. And it made me a different version of myself, and I didn't get to meet the other parts of me, and I'm still meeting them. And my only regret is that I didn't get off it sooner, but I couldn't have. I wasn't ready. I didn't know. I just couldn't have. But now I'm off it. And you know, when I meet the love of my life, it's like, I don't smoke anymore. I don't take that stuff anymore. Like, you know, all these things that would have gotten in the way of the relationship or where I'm going, they don't exist anymore. And I'm so proud of that. And I'm working very hard at loving my body and understanding it. And it's probably the hardest journey that I experience. It's so loud for me. The volume is so loud. And it's always been. But it's really loud without medication. And I still wouldn't go back, because I'm fucking stronger than that. And I'm braver than that. And this is just the truth. And I know that my purpose in life is to share the truth. So this is the truth. Walking away from the medication saved me and broke me. But it saved me more than it broke me. And I'm just so proud of myself. And if you're thinking about walking away from something, just be proud of yourself for even the thought. Because if you're brave enough, the thought will lead to an action. And if you're really brave, you'll take the action. Okay, now it's time to stop crying and stop being a little bitch and to go dance. Okay, I love you. Bye. I'll see you next Monday.